Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, we heard from WUWM's Aaron Toner about the mood of the Sikh community a year after the fatal shootings at the Oak Creek Temple. As we heard, the killings galvanized many in that community and in the greater Milwaukee area to become more inclusive and to work to help others understand those who seem different. One of those organizations is Serve to Unite, which was co-founded by Pardeep Kalika, the son of the late Satwant Singh Kalika, the founder of the temple and one of those slain a year ago. The group's stated mission is to link interfaith youth with diverse belief systems while working side by side with communities to build a better world. Well, one of the ways they're doing that is through a partnership with Arts at Large, an organization that connects arts and academics for Milwaukee Public School students. Terry Sullivan is the founder and co-director of Arts at Large, and she and Pardeep Kalika join me in the studio now. Welcome to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
What is Serve to Unite, and what do you hope to accomplish with it?
Serve to Unite is a program that was started shortly after the shootings on August 5th. What we noticed, even among the tragedy, was that a lot of groups were segregated and couldn't even be brought together by a tragedy that everybody sort of was a part of. One of the initiatives of Serve to Unite is to basically find themes of similarity amongst different groups and make them see those and recognize each other's humanity.
Who's involved in all of this? You've got some pretty interesting people who are on the board.
Yeah, Serve to Unite, we have obviously me. I'm the oldest son of Satwant Singh Kalika, who was murdered that day by a white supremacist. Arnold Michaelis, who himself is a former white supremacist and lead singer of a white supremacist hate band called Centurion. My brother, Amardeep Kalika, who is a film producer out in L.A., who just produced a documentary called Sirius, which was the largest crowdfunded movie in history, totally funded by public dollars. Amongst us, there's other survivors of either extremism or violent crimes and formers who were involved in either being extremists or in gang violence or something like that.
I think it's really interesting to bring those two groups of people together to have a common goal between you. Does having somebody who was once a white supremacist give you some sort of credibility that you might not have otherwise?
As far as giving credibility, I don't know if it gives credibility as much as it gives a different perspective on why these things would happen. And now, you know, we obviously know what happened on August 5th. We know what happens usually. But the real problem is attacking the why it happens. And if you can do that and get into the mind of people that might be suffering, people that might be isolated, you can prevent the next Sandy Hook. You can prevent the next Virginia Tech, the next Aurora, Columbine, what have you. Even the day-to-day crimes that we see and aren't so publicized, the gang violence that happens on the north side of Milwaukee on a daily basis, we might be able to get in the mindset of those teens or those youths that are causing those crimes and ask the why. And if we can attack the why, we can prevent that from happening.
Well, Terry, Arts at Large is partnering with Serve to Unite in this initiative. How would the arts help?
When you put a camera or any kind of visual art or performance art in the hands of students, they're able to respond to issues in a way that they wouldn't necessarily be able to respond just by sitting down and having a conversation. And I think what we found with this initiative is by creating student leadership chapters in Milwaukee Public Schools, the students become the leaders. The students identify the issues. They look at their own school environment, their own climate, their own neighborhoods, and find those issues that they can respond to. And they can use film and they can use photography to tell their stories, because it is about telling individual stories, and the arts help you to do that. It motivates students. It engages students. So when they participate in this kind of a project, they're interfacing with mentors like Pardeep and Arno and Amardeep. And they're also interfacing via Google Plus with mentors throughout the globe. It's been set up so that the students are going to be interacting with former violent extremists from victims of violence, so that they can be inspired to tell their own stories. So it really is a global project. And I think the online magazine, which I know Pardeep would be better at speaking about, is going to be such an amazing vehicle for the students to post their own creative responses for a global audience and, of course, for Milwaukee.
Yes, let's talk about that, because this online presence is a key part of of this whole initiative, isn't it?
The online presence is a key aspect of what we're trying to do and our ultimate goal. We see youth now, students of ours, that use social media as a regular forms of communicating. And what we want to try to do is make them be able to use that social media in a positive, constructive fashion, so that moving forward, we know that we're not going to be able to get away from social media. We know that it's just going to be a bigger part of schools. To ignore that it exists is going to do them a disservice. Part of the, Facebook is going to be big as far as the Surf to Unite chapters goes. Twitter will obviously be big. And the online magazine that Terry was referring to will obviously be big. What we want to do is we want to let students know that they do have a voice and that their voice matters. If not just to themselves, to a broader community. These activists that are all over the globe, that's kind of how me and Arno met, is through an agency called Against Violent Extremism, AVE, and Forgiveness Project. The themes of compassion, kindness, peace are evident in everybody's narrative, whether it be somebody from Senegal, Africa, who's talking about female mutilation, or if it's somebody that's involved in jihad in the Middle East, or whether it's somebody from Ireland who's involved in a religious conflict. These themes are universal to everybody, and these themes are universal in schools. Problem is that we just don't address these themes constructively enough. Schools right now are addressing the intellectual needs of students. We're addressing whether we can get them, to be better test takers, whether we can get them to learn their U.S. history or learn their mathematics. But we're not addressing what does that U.S. history, why is it significant for them to learn it? So we're not addressing the social and emotional needs enough. And that's exactly what we plan to do. We plan to redefine what it means to be in a school, to be in a school culture, and how we can basically make it that they can take that school culture and be agents of social change in their larger communities.
And it sounds also like that makes them better global citizens.
Oh, yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that's the idea, is just to give them a voice via the magazine, the social media, whatever it is, and have them be constructive rather than destructive.
Arts at Large has been really looking at how the effect of using the arts in the classroom, how it really affects the students' emotional intelligence. And if we can build the emotional intelligence of students, they are more capable of raising their academic performance as well. So it's so connected, because the social and the climate issues. Now, if a student is bullied on the bus on the way to school, are they going to take a good test when they get there? It's probably not going to happen. So we have to find ways to reduce bullying, reduce violence, to build climates that are nurturing and compassionate and forgiving and really value diversity. When we do that, the student's emotional health is increased, and then they're able to perform.
How do you see this working into their normal everyday curriculum? How is this going to fit? I assume that Milwaukee Public Schools is on board with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are, very much so.
So yeah. How is this all going to happen logistically?
I mean, Dr. Thornton, Alderman Perez, and Mayor Barrett are all on board with this. The theme of bringing that together is very synergistic. I think as you want to have cross-curriculum instruction, you're going to have to introduce the theme of social wellness into schools, social justice or social consciousness, and get them to care about what they're learning about via just making it a better culture, a school culture. I think it's totally synergistic that we get them involved in these programs while they're at school.
Do you see it happening in the classroom as well?
The structure that Arts at Large has in place, and we work so closely with Milwaukee Public Schools because we were created by the district, so we're always looking at district priorities, how we can link our work to serve district priorities. And the model is set up such that every unique school community designs their own programming. And we have Arts at Large leadership teams of teachers, parents, administrators, and students that design their own programs. And what we found is that four themes always come to light in the schools. They design a big idea, and then they plan their three-year program, which they work with us over 3 years, around these big ideas. And one of those themes is always anti-bullying, anti-violence. Mm-hmm. The others are multiculturalism, civic engagement, and environmental responsibility. So it seems as if the projects are always around that. So we're using the arts there. So what makes it successful is that these leadership teams, along with the students, design their program. They find what certain projects they want to work on, and then Arts at Large helps them find the resources. So we actually contract with about 120 artist educators locally every year. We're pushing about $350,000 to $400,000 in income into the local arts economy by these contracted services. And so in the student leadership teams for Serve to Unite, Parr and Arno will work with local artists that are selected, self-selected by the schools and by the students, and how they want to express their creative responses to the topics that they identify. So that's what makes it successful. It not only meets the district's priorities of community service and community service learning for high school students, but it meets all of the priorities in terms of behavioral with the students as well. So with this infrastructure in place, having Milwaukee Public Schools completely behind it, Dr. Thornton behind it, and the leadership teams in the schools designing their own unique programs, that's what makes it successful. So we're not bringing in a box program and saying, you got to do it this way. Everybody designs their own program, and we provide the resources.
From the ground up rather from ground up. From something coming from the top.
Yep, and it's a lot more organic that way. The students take a lot more ownership of what they're working on. So it tends to be more successful rather than you saying, you do it this way and address these issues. Okay, well, why don't you address, you know, why don't you tell me what the issues are in your school? What are the issues in your community that you would like to see improved? And they end up taking more ownership of it that way. So, I mean, a lot of this addresses the PBIS standards in schools.
How many schools involved so far, and do you hope to get all of them involved?
We did a pilot at Fernwood Montessori and at Westside Academy, too, in the spring of this year. In the fall, we're going to pilot four schools. And this one, we've actually been working internally to come up with curriculum that the teachers can adapt into their classrooms as well. So we're trying to set an infrastructure in place where it can be replicated broadly across the district. But there's interest in other places. Mm-hmm. I know Pardeep and Arno have been going around the country, and already there are places outside of Wisconsin that are looking at this model. Although Arts at Large serves Milwaukee Public Schools, we're at least ready. We're here to put that replicable model in place that could be used broadly across the country.
So we're looking at a potential national effect with this.
Hopefully that's what we're looking at. We have some schools in Cascade, Oregon. There's a couple schools in Chicago that wanted to be part of this. Obviously, we can't get them under the Arts at Large umbrella, but we can get them under the Serve to Unite umbrella. And hopefully via the internet and social media, we can do that easily. They can, you know, do projects, and this can be easily replicable across the nation. I mean, I know that social justice is a very big theme moving forward. To get kids engaged in that is nothing but beneficial.
Well, we are 1 year to the day since the tragedy. Are you hopeful that changes like this are going to become more widespread? And do you see an effect in Milwaukee that tragedy has had on us in a positive way? Has there been a positive outcome at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I was to weigh the positives and the negatives of this, the positives would 100-1 weigh out the negatives of what happened. I am very hopeful. The reminder on my wrist that says United in Peace and tells me the date of when that happened serves as a reminder of what I owe, my responsibility. And I think not even just my responsibility, but our whole community's responsibility, because we do not want to be defined by a negative act. We want to be defined by the response that Milwaukee had, that Wisconsin had, that the nation had to an egregious attack on August 5th.
And you think that Milwaukee's response has been good?
I know it. I'm confident in it, and I sleep good at night basically thinking about the entire community's response.
We feel honored. I mean, every day I come to work, I feel honored to be doing the work that I'm doing. But not only that, that we've been given the opportunity to work on a project like this that is so meaningful, that transforms the work that we're doing for Milwaukee Public School students and their families. So is it positive? Was it a tragic event? It was a hugely tragic event. But it has opened doors that were unimaginable to me for Arts at Large. So we're honored to work with Pardeep. We're honored to work with Amardeep and Arno and the whole SICK community on this project.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming in this morning, and I wish you the best of luck. It sounds like a magnificent project.
Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie.
Pardeep Kalika is the co-founder of Serve to Unite. Terry Sullivan is the founder and co-director of Arts at Large. There's more information about both organizations and their collective mission at wuwm.com/legeffect. We'll take a break now, and when we return, how Altera became Colectivo. We'll talk with Lincoln Fowler about the name change for the iconic Milwaukee business next on Lake Effect. You're listening to us on WUWM.